Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Barbara and Jacket are here.
We're here. Yay. Hey, guys.
To solve people's problems.
Well. Solve them.
I'm very cold.
I know. We apologize for the weather. It's in Dublin. It's kind of the sun is shining and it's lashing rain at the same time.
And it's blowing a gale.
Yeah, I love that about Ireland.
I love how you're apologizing for the weather like you're Donald Trump, who didn't allow the hurricane to happen in America.
We should have asked him.
Yeah. Please, Donald.
Anyway, Barbara and Declan, I have 2 sons. One is still living at home. Bit of a failure to launch. While the other one moved to Canberra a couple of years ago, the son at home and my husband have both accused me of being a Christmas Nazi, simply because I like the traditions. I like making the turkey and the bacon, getting dressed up a bit on the day, and encouraging everyone else to do the same. However, a month ago, in a moment of weakness, I agreed to let the two of them do whatever they want on Christmas Day. And they've already told me what that is. My husband won't get out of his pajamas, we'll have beer for breakfast, while my son will spend the day in his boxers playing video games and eating frozen pizza. I was prepared to put up with this, just to show I'm not a total stick in the mud. But now the other son, the good one in Australia, is coming home for Christmas with his new Australian girlfriend. But do the others care? They say I agree to them being slobs for the day and that's that. My husband says he might put on a jumper over his pyjamas. My son isn't even prepared to put on a pair of pants. It'll be mortifying. She'll think we're savages and no doubt start to rethink our relationship with my son. Should I make something up and tell them to stay in Canberra?
I actually love this. But there's a lot to unpack here. And part of it I get and part of it I just don't get at all.
Okay.
Like the first thing is this woman talks about how she loves all the traditions and she loves making the turkey and the ham and all the rest of it. So, you know, the first thing I want to say is that women make Christmas.
Then you could argue the two lads wanted to give her the day off.
that's what I don't understand. I'm like, I don't really understand why she had a problem when the lads said we're all staying in our PJs and all the rest of it, because I'm that woman. I've gone from having 8 to 10 people every year for Christmas to now there's only 3 of us, great.
Okay.
Like, it's hard work Christmas and I'm grand and we can
with all the animals though. It's like the first Christmas.
It's like a stable.
You're like a crib.
We're short of a donkey, that's the only thing. So I guess
write that down for Christmas presents.
Short of donkey. God, I'd love a donkey.
No, Barbara, animals are not for Christmas.
Oh, I thought you meant you were going to come out and have Christmas with us.
That's just a rumour, Barbara.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah. Moving on. So I do get the idea that, you know, the batten down the hatches and do nothing and stay in your pyjamas and eat whenever you want and all that kind of stuff. I get that. And a hot tip for anybody who doesn't want people coming for Christmas, we became vegetarian about 6 years ago and now nobody wants to come to us for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's a great idea.
It's the donkey I feel sorry for when he finds out.
Yeah, the cats aren't too happy about it. But the fact is that then this woman mentions the good son in Australia coming home. A homecoming, and again, I know a bit about this, a homecoming from Australia is a big deal. Mm. It's a big cause for celebration. So she's right. You have to go back to the traditional, I wouldn't go back to the turkey and ham, but the whole dinner has to be a big thing. And the daddy has to get out of his pajamas. Like, that's ridiculous. So she needs to crack the whip here. And she needs to tell them, the son's coming home, he's bringing the girlfriend, we're going to put on a bit of a show and show her a proper Irish Christmas. And then she can, you know, next year, if they're not coming, they can go back to the pajamas and all the rest of it. But she's got to... And I mean, as for her saying that she's going to ring up and tell them not to bother, like, is she well?
Well, she made a commitment. And it's Christmas of all times to break a promise on Christmas Day.
A Christmas Day. Promise.
Yeah. A Christmas promise.
Oh, my God. So you think the son and the girlfriend should come home to daddy in his pajamas and the other fella eating a frozen pizza?
Look, in a way, it might be like you know, honesty is the best policy, kind of presenting the family how it really is, as opposed to the, yeah. the Marks.
No, but there's a respect. Talk to me about respect. There's
I am just joking. I agree with you. I think, look, the plans have changed. The brother coming over is probably kind of irrelevant to the other brother. He probably doesn't care that much. And he's going, you know, like the story in the Bible about the prodigal son. It's kind of like, oh, you know, mom throwing out the red carpet.
He's the good son.
Yeah, so, I mean, so yeah, maybe...
Well, the other son probably knows that.
Yeah.
So he imagine doesn't... the festering resentment now.
now he's going to be the bad son. I've got full permission to be the bad son.
The only thing I will say is that it might put off the Australian girlfriend if they all stick to this regime of not doing anything and not bothering. The Australian girlfriend might go home and run a mile, which, you know, might
that's
be good
Mammy
news.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she'd be happy with that when she come home.
But they say she cracks the whip and they all fall into line. And then they're boiling with resentment. And there's an incredibly tense Christmas dinner. And the girlfriend knows all this stuff is going on, but she doesn't know why. And she thinks somehow she's to blame for it.
Is that not everybody's Christmas dinner you're describing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is that not what it
see,
is?
She could come from an actual family where people like each other. You know, where those weird people?
They have Christmas on the beach.
Yeah.
It's not Christmas in Australia.
Well,
you know, it's
Australians
not
think it
no,
is.
No, it's hot and it's like, you know, you can't have turkey and ham and big, huge dinner when it's like boiling warm. It's like 40 degrees where my daughter is in Western Australia at Christmas.
Yeah.
Sure, that's not Christmas at all.
Yeah, but
so whenever she gets this Australian girlfriend, when she comes over to visit Ireland, she's going to get something weird and different and wonderfully Christmas.
And proper Christmas.
Yeah, so maybe that involves, you know, some owlad in a pair of pyjamas and, you know, the boyfriend's brother in his boxers playing video games, eating pizza. Wow, is that in the Bible? I don't know.
Well, presumably she'll arrive. No, it won't be on Christmas Day. It'll be a few days before that. It might inspire the lads to kind of, okay, we'll make a bit of an effort when they see they've arrived.
It's a bit late in the day to be ordering your turkey after they've arrived. You need to
Mammy can do all that stuff.
Mammy
just,
can do all that.
Just get the lads into clothes. Yeah. That's all they have to
do. Isn't it gas, though, the way these two guys have made the effort of just putting clothes on?
It's a big deal.
It's like, whoa. Talk about, like, gaslighting. It's like, that's epic level.
Yeah, no,
that's manipulation, guys. Well
no,
done.
I think our advice is very clear. Mammy needs to crack the whip and lay down the law and say, lads, this is what's happening. This is what you're doing. You're not coming down in your pajamas, Fred, and you're turning off the whatever you're watching on the telly and you're having proper Christmas dinner. And I think in this instance, that's what has to be done. And very probably the son and the girlfriend won't come back next Christmas. So next Christmas, they can have whatever it is. Or ever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, slobby Christmas can be next year.
Yes, next year. Yeah. So it's just postponing it for a year.
What do you do you feed a vegetarian cat?
My cats,
chocolate mice.
Yeah,
my cats aren't vegetarian. Like, well, I mean, I don't buy them meat. I buy them what is it, kibbley stuff, like the biscuity things. But they're not vegetarian. I don't check what's in them. There's all the crap that comes out of wherever they make meat. I presume. I don't know. But they don't get wet food, and they don't get like slices of ham or anything. Do you know what they love actually? Because I have a really old cat, and she loves. No, she loves croissant. Yeah, she loves a croissant. No, she only gets bits. And she loves cheese. Her little treat before she goes to bed at night is some cheese. And she really likes that.
Yeah.
So they're happy out. They're not vegan.
They're French.
They're just vegetarian.
They're French.
They're French.
Yeah. So, like, the cat goes to bed with, like, you know, has a fag.
There's a whole big routine that I could actually write a book about that goes on in our house before bed, which involves me going out first to feed the foxes in the garden, because I have to do that before I let the dog out, because the dog chases the foxes. So I feed them first, let them have about a half an hour in the garden, then we've put the dog out, and the dog then goes to bed. He gets a carrot. This is true. And the cats get a slice of cheese broken up.
What's really nuts is they do this to music.
Yeah. There's an elderly couple on our street who are naturists. Basically, They go around the house in the nip all the time. Over the years, I've glimpsed the odd dangly bit when I've passed their home, but that's fine. They are genuinely lovely people. They are open about not wearing clothes, and most of the time they are discreet. This year, completely out of the blue, they posted an invitation on the community WhatsApp group for Christmas drinks in their house. Seconds after that, another WhatsApp group was formed, wondering what the invitation means. Are they expecting us to go naked? Can we go with their clothes on, but they'll be naked, serving us cocktail sausages? No one is keen on either of those scenarios. Yes, we should ask, but out of the 30 people in the WhatsApp group, not one person wants to do it because they're so nice and we don't want to offend them. We agreed we'd ask Barbara and Declan, go by whatever they advise.
That's good, good, yeah.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah, no, that's good.
No,
yeah,
never go
good.
By our advice.
There'll that's... be a book shortly, ask Barbara and Declan, yeah.
More like a court case.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions. I'd like to know where these people live. Are they really wealthy? I'd like to know the BER rating on their house, because if they're walking around naked...
Must be good, yeah.
Must be really good. I also imagine they have big windows as well, that the neighbours are all able to see what's going in at all times. My general rule is just because the people who invite you to their house celebrate or live in a certain way, it doesn't mean that when you go to their house that you have to take on their customs. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why when I went to my friend's house, I didn't become a Muslim. And in the same way, I don't think these people have to become naturists to go to their house.
Is that the same thing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Is it a religion? I don't know. I don't know. I'll Google that later on. But yeah, naturists aren't naked all the time.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't know that. I have no experience of naturists other than nudist beaches in the Canary Islands in a former life I worked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but
the
they
Canary
go on a
Islands.
Plane with clothes on.
Yeah, they go on the plane with clothes on. But,
yeah.
But
it, oh, hello.
But it did seem to be the people who were naked on the beach were all kind of middle-aged plus. Do you know, they weren't really the most aesthetically fabulous creatures to be looking at. So I'm assuming this is the same. But like you, I wasn't wondering about their BER rating. I was wondering about their emissions. Because they're... their heating must be cranked up to high, so they'd be killing the planet.
You know, their house is very well sealed.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Windows aren't great. Yeah,
but also these neighbors who are worried about that have formed the second WhatsApp group and are worried about whether they should turn up naked. Like, how would that actually work? That they all go down the road in their clothes. Or in a dressing gown and a coat over it, and
it's
they get
like,
to the house.
You know those winter saunas that you do, where you kind of go somewhere and it's
outside. Your dry robe,
and then you get in your dry robe, and then you kind of okay, lads, we're taking the dry robe.
We know where they live now, Sandy Cove.
Okay, there's a court case. Thank you. The thing is, they could be. Yeah, they might have their clothes on, because presumably, if at this time of the year, the postman comes to the door, they're not like going hello, they've got
and they're not trying
on.
To trick people into joining their particular pastime. It's not like you're getting,
but it's their territory and they know everybody else knows their nature.
It's not the same as going to somebody's house where they say, can you take your shoes off please,
because
it's not the same vibe.
They know what I'm saying is it's
well, maybe it is
it's possible that they'll be naked.
I think if they are it sounds like all the neighbors have seen them through the windows anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
but there's a peek is different from a prolonged stare.
I have a feeling that the 30 people in the second WhatsApp group actually want us to say, do you know what, go in your dry robe so you can take it off as soon as you get in and you can all be naked together. Yeah. I think that's what they're actually looking for. I think they're looking for a bit of excitement, especially if they live out in Santa Cruz or somewhere where it's
We once did an outside broadcast with an audience of naturists.
Did you?
Everyone was naked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't.
No. They all bring towels. That's a very important thing to sit on.
That was the other thing I worried about.
But maintaining eye contact was a challenge, let's say. And it wasn't like a bodybuilder contest either, let me tell you.
Right, yeah.
So, that they might feel a bit and something spills. All right.
At Christmas time, when there are plates of cocktail sausages going around the room as well, it's all a
You see, again, everybody should be a vegetarian, then you don't have that issue.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about cocktail sausages.
Or onion badgies.
Oh, God.
Yeah, The thing is that...
what is this?
Your first instinct was, oh, no, just talk to them. But now you're thinking, maybe.
I mean, you know, if people are genuinely curious, I mean, you know...
Well, but they're not. They want to go to the party, but they just don't want to have to.
I would say, the chances are the couple who are naturists will have their clothes on.
Of course they
will. When they're invited all the neighbours in.
Yeah. So they might put some drink into you and suggest it later on.
Yeah. I think later on there could be,
But you know.
So bring your good underwear, I would suggest.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You think they should go and risk it?
I think absolutely they should go and risk. They can. There's a front door they can walk out of as soon as it starts to get a bit weird.
They sound very suggestible to me. They sound like, you know, they're quite easily malleable.
Yeah, I think. But I think they're into it. I think they actually want there to be a bit of frisson.
If ye were them, you'd go.
Oh yeah, but with my clothes on, thank you.
Even if the couple were naked.
Even if the couple. I don't know why I'm sharing this, but myself and my husband, for most of our marriage, used to sleep naked because we thought that was good until we got to a certain age when we decided we looked way sexier with our clothes on than with our clothes off. So,
everybody hits that stage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I would go, but I would be keeping me clothes on for sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to offend anybody or put them off their dinner.
Okay. Good luck with that, folks. Anyway, please do report back.
Let us know
how it goes on. Barbara and Declan, thank you both very much. Barbara and Declan, everybody.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Holidays mean feasting, from cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.